Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel like a proper mixable opening, swingy, chopped, a little gritty, and full of that classic drum and bass tension. We're not just making a loop, we're making an intro that tells the listener, right away, yep, this lives in jungle and retro rave territory. So think broken drums, rave stabs, filtered energy, and a controlled build that a DJ can actually work with. First, set your tempo. A great starting point is 172 BPM. That gives you that classic DNB feel without pushing too far into one extreme or another. Then switch to arrangement view, and map out a clean 16-bar intro. Even if you later decide to make it shorter, building 16 bars gives you room to shape the energy properly. Think in phrases. That's huge in drum and bass. We want the intro to breathe in 8-bar sections, because that's what makes it easy to mix and easy to follow. So mentally split it like this. First 8 bars are stripped back, the next 8 bars reveal more groove, and the final bars set up the drop. Now let's build the drum foundation. Create a drum rock and load in your break samples. If you've got a classic break loop, you can slice it up in simpler and trigger the pieces from pads. If you prefer more control, build the pattern manually with kick, snare, hats, ghost hits, and a few top percussion elements. Here's the key idea. Don't treat every sound like it has the same job. Think in energy bands. Your kick and snare are the anchors. Your ghost notes and little break slices are the motion. Your hats and top percussion are the shimmer. If two layers are trying to do the same thing, the groove gets cloudy fast. Start with the core break. Keep the main snare hit solid and confident. Then add ghost notes and smaller slices around them. Those little details are what make the rhythm feel alive instead of machine-stabbed. A tiny timing shift, even just a few milliseconds, can make a huge difference. If the break feels too rigid, duplicate the clip and manually nudge a few of the ghost hits slightly ahead or behind the grid. Don't move the main kick and snare anchors too much. You want the groove to lean, not fall over. Now let's talk swing, because this style lives or dies on feel. Open the groove pool and apply swing subtly to the break or to the lighter percussion layers. A good starting point is around 56 to 58%. If you want a stronger shuffle, you can push it a bit more, but be careful. Overdoing swing can make the whole thing feel sloppy instead of stylish. A really good approach is to keep the kick and snare tighter, and let the swing live mostly in the hats, ghost notes, and little chopped slices. That gives you the classic jungle feeling. The main hits stay powerful, while everything around them has movement. Also, use velocity as feel control. Before reaching for more plugins, shape the note velocities on ghost hits and hats. Even a 5 to 15% change in velocity can make the pattern feel played by a human, not drawn by a robot. Now we start arranging the intro in layers. For bars 1 to 4, keep it sparse. Maybe filtered top-end percussion, a few distant break fragments, and some ghosted movement. Let the first bar be a little underwhelming on purpose. That's not a mistake. That's tension. For bars 5 to 8, bring in more of the snare backbone and a little more hat energy. The groove should become clearer, but still leave space. DJs need room to blend, so don't flood the low end too early. For bars 9 to 12, bring in fuller break slices and maybe a few kick punctuation hits. This is where the intro starts to reveal its personality. And for bars 13 to 16, add a little more drama. That could be a snare fill, a reverse hit, a short dropout, or a small burst of extra percussion. Keep it rhythmic and related to the groove, not random. Now we give the intro a retro rave identity with a stab or a synth accent. Use something like Wavetable, Analog, or Drift to make a short rave style hit. It doesn't need to be a huge chord progression. In fact, it's better if it isn't. A short stab every 2 or 4 bars can do a lot. It gives the intro a nostalgic signal without turning it into a full musical section. Process that stab with a low-pass filter, some delay, and a bit of reverb. You can even automate the filter so it opens gradually over the intro. Start darker and more closed. Then slowly let it breathe into the upper mids. That makes the intro feel like it's waking up. One really effective trick is call and response. Let the drums dominate one phrase, then let the stab answer on the next one. That back and forth keeps the intro from feeling static. Next, use automation to create movement without overcrowding the arrangement. This is where a lot of people overcomplicate things. The best DNB intros often feel active because of automation, not because they're packed with parts. Automate an auto-filter on the break bus. Start fairly closed, then gradually open it as the intro develops. You might begin somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz, depending on the source, and open it up into the 2 to 5 kHz range by the later bars. You can also automate reverb sends on select snare hits, especially at the end of phrases. A short reverb throw on the last hit of an 8-bar section gives you that classic rave tension. Just don't wash the whole drum pattern and reverb. Keep it intentional. If the intro starts feeling too flat, check the low end and the mid-range. Often the problem isn't lack of sound, it's muddy overlap. Use EQ8 to clean out unnecessary low mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if the break feels boxy. Keep sub information out of the intro unless you're deliberately teasing it. Once the layers are in place, group the drums and treat them as one unit. A simple bus chain works well here. Start with EQ8, then a glue compressor with a gentle ratio, maybe around 2 to 1, and just a little gain reduction. You want the drums to glue together, not get crushed. After that, a touch of saturator can add harmonics and perceived loudness. Finish with utility, so you can check mono compatibility and control width if needed. If the break feels weak, don't just compress harder. That usually makes it flatter. First, check your transient clarity. Shorten tail samples if needed, reduce muddiness, and reinforce the snare with a cleaner layer if necessary. Now for the last part of the intro, the transition into the drop. This section should feel like a DJ tool with a clear signal that the payoff is coming. In the final 2 to 4 bars, start tightening the energy. You can do a reverse cymbal, a snare fill, a filtered noise sweep, or even a little tape stop style moment on a hit. A really practical ending is this. Reduce low end presence slightly in the penultimate bar, add a fill or open the filter, then in the final bar, use one clean hit, maybe a tiny silence or pickup, and then hit the drop. Keep that last bar readable. If you overload it with FX, the drop loses impact. One advanced trick here is negative space. Instead of adding more notes before the drop, remove a few. A half bar pocket can make the next downbeat land much harder. That little moment of emptiness is powerful. As you're building, keep checking the intro at low volume. That's a great reality test. If the groove disappears quietly, it probably relies too much on brightness or reverb haze. The snare and kick relationship should still read clearly even when it's not loud. And keep the swing consistent across related clips. If the break, percussion, and stab all have different timing feels, the intro can wobble in a way that sounds accidental instead of intentional. Either unify the groove or contrast it very deliberately. If you want extra grime, add subtle saturation or even parallel distortion to the break. You can duplicate the break, distort the copy heavily, low pass it, and blend it underneath the clean version. That gives you weight and texture without wrecking the transients. You can also resample a strong phrase and chop it back up. That often sounds more authentic than programming every tiny detail from scratch. Jungle loves that cut and recut energy. So the big picture is this. Keep the intro mixable. Build it in clean 8-bar phrases. Use swing carefully, reveal energy gradually, and let automation do a lot of the heavy lifting. The result should feel dark, controlled, and exciting, with enough space for a DJ to mix, but enough personality to make the track feel alive. If you want to practice this properly, build a 16-bar intro from scratch at 172 BPM. Use one chopped break, one percussion layer, one rave stab, and one transition fill. Then listen back and ask yourself one question. Does this still feel strong if the drop is muted? If the answer is yes, you've built a real DJ intro. Alright, let's get into the workflow and make this jungle opener hit.